In studying our scriptures this week, I found myself torn between reading this to you from Ephesians and reading another scripture from Matthew, as we had been following in Matthew the parables that Jesus spoke to the people. And that parable talked about, you know, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me, and inasmuch as you have not done it unto the least of these, you have not done it unto me. Which scripture should I preach on? And my heart reached out and said, I need to pray for these people as Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. Praying because they have a wonderful spirit. Praying because they have a knowledge of God and of His message and of His mission. Praying because they have a vision of God in their lives. Praying because they have a wondrous church family here. I sometimes feel like Charlie Brown. Y'all like Charlie Brown in the funny papers? Yeah, I heard a voice. You know, Charlie Brown, you just have to feel for him. He's kind of like the Seminoles have been this year. Sometimes things just go great, and he's on top of the world, and then about the time he thinks he's got it all going on, Lucy will snatch that ball right out from under him, and he lands on his back, and he's lying there looking up going, what did I do to deserve this? Kind of how we feel sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes things are just going great, and we got it all together, and we're basking in the glory of God, and we know He's our God, and we know we're blessed, and we're doing great. And just about the time we think everything is just fine, just fine, some bug comes along, some, you know, problem comes along, some something comes along, and all that stuff that was just fine suddenly has a bug in the ointment. Suddenly has a fly in the ointment. Suddenly has a problem that seems insurmountable, overwhelming. Where did this come from? I thought everything was going good. God fills us with the light of His love. And when we feel that love, we are enlightened by it. Enlightened. Paul prays that we will be enlightened, that your heart will be enlightened, and then you will know what is the hope for which He has called you. The hope to which we are called. I have been struggling to figure out what to say to the DS at our charge conference tomorrow. Do I talk about all the wonderful things that are happening in the church? Or do I talk about all the things that I wish were happening in the church? Do I talk about the good things we're doing or the good things that we have failed to do? Do I talk about the things we have accomplished or the things that we have missed out on? You know, I struggle all the time. I see the potential. I see the possibilities. I see all the things that we could do. And I want so much for us to do all the good things that we could do. But then I have to dial it down back to reality and go, but we're in this world. We're dealing with what we have and what we need to do, and we're struggling to understand God's will for us. And sometimes, as I used to say at Lamont, which was a lot smaller church, just being here is a victory. Just being an opportunity to be in the world is a victory. We could be not here. We could be closed. We could be empty. We could be gone. We could be, you know, things happen. But we are here. And we are doing what we can. And we are struggling to understand what is God's will for us. What is it that God has for us? What is it that God wants us to do? And Mr. Phil teaches a wonderful adult Sunday school class. How was it this morning, Tilford? Did you enjoy it? Was it good? We have a Bible study class on Monday nights, but it's going to be Tuesday this week because we've got charge conference on Monday. We're going to do it Tuesday. Tuesday. 6:30. Come, join us. We have a good time. We kind of get distracted sometimes, but that's okay. We talk about other things just than the Scriptures, but that's okay. That's what we're there for, is to talk about what it is that's going on in our lives and try and let the Word of God enlighten our lives. As long as we are letting the Word of God into our lives, it will bring light to us. As long as we are willing to be open to God's love, His love will give us love to share. As long as we are willing to be open to His guidance, He will show us the way. What's next? What do we do next? What's to come? Where do we go? In this time of 300, 400, 500 point fluctuations of the stock market, we certainly don't know what's going to happen next, at least with not the finances. In this time of wars in Afghanistan and pirates in Somalia, we don't know what's going to happen next. Terrorists, dirty bombs, all kinds of terrible stuff. It's scary. It's a scary world. We don't know what's going to happen next. But we do, because He's told us that whatever happens in this world, He's promised us life eternal in the next. Whatever we do in this world, if we believe in His forgiveness, He's promised us forgiveness in the next. Whatever pain and suffering we suffer in this world, if we give it to Him, He's promised us comfort in the next. I know some of you are dealing with health problems for yourself and with your friends and with your family, and it's particularly difficult in this time of Thanksgiving when you see people hurting and suffering that you care about. How do I give thanks when somebody I love is lying there on the bed, on the table, you know, hurting bad, dying, suffering, a little kid with a tube to be fed by? You know, little kids were always the worst when I worked in the hospital. Golly, it just never seemed fair that somebody, you know, who hadn't even had a chance to live yet is suffering like that. It breaks your heart. But God knows what we suffer. God knows what we feel. God knows what we need. And He will carry us through if we let Him. But so often we don't want to let Him. We don't want to do it ourselves. You know, us guys especially, we're tough. We want to do things ourselves. We want to power through. We want to fix it. We want to make it happen. And sometimes God says, just let it go. Let it go and let God. But God, I want to do this. Well, hold up. Just stop right there. Think about that for a minute. You want to do this for me, or you want to do this for yourself? God has people doing stuff we don't know about. God has plans we don't know about. God has ideas that we can't even fit in our little skulls. God has a world to worry about. We just have a few people, a few neighbors, a few family, and our own stuff. We want to do our stuff, but sometimes He needs us to hold up so He can get everybody else's stuff taken care of too. Enlightenment. Stopping. Looking. Listening. Hearing the voice of God in our lives, seeing the hand of God in the world, watching for God to move before we move. You know, that's the amazing thing about a good quarterback, is he doesn't just do what the play says. He watches and waits for people to move in such a way that he can either throw the ball to the guy who's standing out there in the middle of the field with nobody around him, or run through that gap in the line that allows him to just walk right into the end zone. What an ability. All this stuff going on, you know, people trying to crush you like a bug, and you can see that, oh, there's an opportunity. Let me get that. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Boy, some of those kids hit the ground so hard, it'd ring my bell. And yet they go out there and do it again. And again and again and again. It's amazing. And for some of them, in their life, they too see, God makes a way for me, but I have to wait for Him. God makes the opportunities for me, but I have to listen for Him to say now. God makes the place for me, but I have to be willing to help to make places for other people, because that's the job He's given me. We have a place here, and we cherish it, and we take good care of it. We try to. And it's warm and it's comfortable, and we love coming on Sunday mornings because we love each other and we love this fellowship that we have. But we need to share. God has given us a warm home and family and people to care about, and even sometimes when they're suffering, we need to stop in our suffering and look at other people's suffering and share the love that we know we have that helps it make it easier for us. And in our thanksgiving, and in our joy at all we have, sometimes we have to stop and think about the people who don't have and be willing to share with them. Because when we see the people who don't have, we realize so much better how much we do have. I never appreciated food as much as I did when I was really hungry. I don't get hungry very often anymore, but there's time. I never appreciated people as much as when I was alone and didn't know anybody. I never appreciated a job as when I didn't have one and I was desperate to do work, any kind of work. I never appreciated just the freedom to do what I wanted to do until I watched my clients struggle with their addictions and their incarceration, knowing that if they make the wrong decision, they'll spend years in a place where they don't get to say anything about what they're going to do. Somebody tells them everything to do. I don't appreciate the wondrous, glorious gifts of God until I suffer without them or see other people suffering without them. And so it's in that pain that I appreciate His presence. It's in that loneliness that I appreciate His gifts. It's in that suffering that I see that there is potential to do better. If we did everything we could do, then what would we have to look forward to do better next time? We'd already be done. If we did it all right the first time, then we wouldn't have anything new to learn and to be excited about and to overcome. We are who we are. People of the Word, people of the Book, people of Christ, Christians, Christ-like. And yet we're still people. We're still human. We're still suffering and making mistakes and making errors and being people. But people of God. People who say, God, show me Your way. Not just my way. People who say, show me Your blessing. Not just what I know I have, but what You know I could have. Show me what I can do. Show me who I can be. Show me where I can go. Show me so that I can be more than I can be by myself. I can be something better, something wonderful, something amazing, something blessed. Because we are blessed and greatly blessed in Him. Amen.